Welcome to the Fear Fiction Podcast. Fear fic is the term for short horror fiction, mostly posted on the web. It includes any and all related subgenres. Join three assholes, talking basement goo slime beast, inebriated interstellar traveler Abysme, and irritable ghostly man whore Dead Palette, as they read all stories horror and internet related, paragraph by paragraph, and bullshit while they do it. From adolescent revenge fantasies to subtle postmodern narratives about real-life events and everything in between, they read it and critique. You better believe it. Kick it to the cold open, white boy.
Slinky Man's fucking short. I mean, the third.
Hey. Some women prefer a short Slinky Man.
He's got a dick like a slinky. Sometimes slinky. He throws it down. Sometimes he throws it down the stairwell.
He's got a dick like a slinky. It's always getting tangled and knotted up. Oh, my God.
Don't you hate it when your dick gets all into your own dick?
What?
Don't you hate it when your dick goes into your dick?
Billy Mays here.
For slinky dick.
It just shows a guy at the side of his bed and his dick's all tangled up.
Shit.
And he's trying to untangle his dick, but he just makes it worse, and then he shrugs dramatically as the camera zooms in on his face. Like, boom.
Billy Mays.
Honey, are you okay? Go to bed. I got this.
You ever suffer this problem? Well, Billy Mays here with the stiffy.
The stiffy.
Straighten out any slinky dick.
Insert the patented stiffy into your urethra. Turn the crank. Allow 5 minutes for steaming.
Oh, boy.
So what are we doing today?
Investigating the SCP Foundation.
Oh, that again. Okay, fine.
It's really easy to get into this place. I don't understand all the hype around it.
Well, ever since they lost funding, they've started just giving like tours to the public, and it's like, you know, they let you walk up and they say, you know, come blink at SCP-173. We'll have someone else looking at him. You can just walk up and blink in his dumb fucking face.
On a fucking lab coat and I walked through like three security gates and no one even like asked me anything. So
Do I have to be the one to point this out, though?
Yes.
What?
Doesn't anyone find it a little weird?
Yes.
Like the giant pride symbol?
That is new.
In the lobby?
It's that fucking is new. Weird. It's backlit. It's fucking neon. They're really, really bringing your attention to it.
Mm. Like, they really want you to know how accepting they are of gay people. You know, this organization that, you know, murders people.
Right.
And rapes them.
I rapes don't know. Them, habitually rapes them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like the idea of trading in the white lab coats for the rainbow lab coats. Because, I mean, you're not going to see anything, you know, stuck on them or whatever. Like, you know, you get blood on the red section, you know, you're never going to know.
God forbid you have, like, a tie-dye lab coat SCP that kills people, and how would you know?
Tie-dye lab coat.
Who could you tell? That's another free one. Anyone can go write that SCP now.
Look out, it's the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Stop it before it kills again.
Big.
Object class Joseph.
Oh.
Big black doorknobs people.
No. You're going to get us thrown out of the SCP organization.
That's the only thing you can do to get thrown out.
So let me get this straight. Dr. Redacted walked into the containment cell, pushed a D-class into the mouth of the terrible apocalyptic giant lizard, laughed hysterically, took out his dick and stuck it in the lizard's mouth, came out, slapped one of the interns in the face, and then you say that he said marriage is between a man and a woman? Yes. Oh, there you go. He's out. That's it.
Not acceptable.
He's gone.
Unacceptable behavior.
Oh, man. When we're recording this, this is topical. It might not be in the future.
Right.
Oh, well, fuck it, I don't care.
Is it even topical anymore? I don't know.
No.
So, I see an interesting cell up ahead. I see an interesting door marked SCP-1544, and I don't know about you guys, but those are some of my favorite numbers. If I had to choose. So I say we open that door and see what's inside. What do you think?
I think we should look at the one that says ICP-674.
God damn it.
Bum, 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 Fago. Fago.
Okay,
bum,
if you...
Bum, 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 Fago.
If you tell me...
That's my ICP song.
that's an actual song, probably.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. That's hot.
The moment they gave up, they just completely gave up. Dun, 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 dun. Fago.
Isn't there a fucking ICP song where at one point they say, magnets, how the fuck did those work?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I think they gave up a while ago.
I think maybe ICP, are they members of the SCP Foundation? Maybe magnets
oh
are
my God.
An SCP.
Maybe that's
what
an
SCP. What if they run it?
Oh my
Is there
God.
An SCP that if, like, it's like a haunted bottle of Fago, and if you drink it, it turns you into a juggalo?
So, like, when, what is it, the CIA just started spreading crack through poor black communities, someone just started spreading Fago through a bunch of, like, the fucking rural Midwest.
That could be. That could very well be.
That's where all this clown posse came from.
Okay, hold up, guys. I need to open up my Fago here.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if Fago comes in cans, but I don't know why I'm drawing attention to the fact that that's probably not a thing, because I think Fago only comes in bottles.
But who comes in Fago? Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about juggalos, that comes with juggalettes, which I'm not opposed to. So, you know.
And if you are opposed to them, you're getting kicked out of the SCP pretty
That's
damn
right.
quickly.
That's right. All right, we gotta shatter that glass ceiling for juggalettes everywhere.
The juggalette glass ceiling.
This is. There's a site called Glass Door or Glass Ceiling or something.
The Glass Big Top.
It is just about rating where you used to work, and I have to imagine that the fucking Insane Clown Posse has an entry somewhere.
Mm. Oh man,
speaking really of, fun to work well, with, but upward mobility just terrible.
Well, I did see, and I shit you not, this was a thing I saw, and it was a pretty cool documentary. Say what you will about Vice, but they had a news segment where they went to a ICP concert or like festival, like the biggest ICP festival concert thing that they have. Mm-hmm. And they have like a Juggalette of the Year or whatever. I can't remember exactly. And it's always given to like some thought who goes up on stage and just gets naked.
Right.
But like overweight Juggalettes who would go up there and like actually
do
you know,
something
freestyle and shit wouldn't get it.
They
so
like freestyle rap.
Yes.
Cool.
I shit you not, I watched a documentary about feminist juggalettes.
Okay. Was it an older Vice documentary or a recent one?
It had to have been about like a year ago. It wasn't
yeah,
too
okay.
long ago.
Well, still, like, I swear, Vice, the farther you go back, the quality of their documentaries goes up.
Well, first thing I want to say about that is I want to say third rave feminism, but other than that, I want to say I think that their largest get together is called Burning Clown. Is that what it's called? I don't know.
It should be. Yeah. That'd be a lot cooler. Yeah. Oh well.
No, that makes me that makes me think of a clown with an STD, a real bad STD.
Well, exactly. That tells you exactly what you're going to encounter.
You know what?
Is that why Big Daddy is sad?
Hmm?
Is that why Big Daddy is sad? Because his girlfriend or his wife gave him an STD? I don't know. Referencing other spinoff. Fuck it. Joke's dead. Screw it.
So speaking of pride colors, Slinky Man.
Slinky Man.
We're doing Slinky Man first?
We're doing Slinky Man.
Yeah, we're doing Slinky Man first. You don't start off with anyone else but Slinky Man.
Slinky Man and Sam.
Yeah, go right to him. So, item number SCP-1544, object class safe.
Object class fun.
Object class fun for the whole family. Radical! Hey, kids, want a friend who's a slinky too? No? Fuck you! Here he is. Don't scream, don't run. He can catch you, especially downstairs.
Exclusively downstairs.
We should,
he can't
we
move should. Otherwise.
We should probably like start reading this, but I had this idea of like if I had infinite money to do one of those infomercials like they have on Adult Swim, like those infomercial surrealist things that they do, like with Alan Resnick and all of that stuff. I would want to do a skip it ad, but it like slowly descends into a Cthulhu ritual. So it's like doo doo bop bop, get in town, skip it, shibba dibba dibba koopa cop poof up, and it like starts slowly like disintegrating into like thing, calling up the old ones.
What was that? Don't pay attention. Just
skip it. Calling up the elder gods to kill your mom.
Yes.
Maybe fuck a fish man, but anyway.
Special.
Fuck it, shit.
Special containment procedures. SCP-1544 is to be given a minimum of 5x5x4 meters of space in its containment in a biological containment chamber within Site 32. Upbeat music is to be played within SCP-1544's containment chamber during its feeding.
Yeah.
Feed it. Slinky's come to life, gonna kill your mom. SCP-1544 will consume any type of meat and is to be fed daily.
All right.
Yeah. I am really on board for Slinky Man right now.
How much are we identifying with Slinky Man right now?
A bit too much.
If you put on upbeat music, feed it meat, it's happy, whatever.
Oh, man. Description: SCP-1544's exterior is a mobile, 1 meter tall, multicolored skin covering. It is controlled by a small peach-colored mass located at the center. This interior flesh appears to be gelatin. All right, I'm still down with this. And it is connected to a thin skeletal system that makes up SCP-1544's limbs. SCP-1544 feeds by using its central mass to envelop food it takes in through its limbs.
All right.
Man, why? Here's the fact. And if you disagree, I'm sorry that you're fucking wrong. Object class safe is the best object class.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely. Because
the funnest shit happens.
Fuck yeah.
God. All right. So,
what's the one that's like the fucking rotting mess of shit?
Oh, I don't remember.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
The flesh that hates or something?
Yes, like there's that. Like, you don't want to go to a party with that.
No.
You want to go to a party with Slinky Man!
Yeah!
Slinky Man!
So he's just over there at, like, the hors d'oeuvres tray, having a good time, just chatting up with everybody, like, listening. He's, like, you know, bumping some Bruno Mars or something. He's like having a great time.
Exactly.
It's like fucking disco music on, and he's like doing the slinky like fucking cartwheel just around the room. People are having fun. What's not to like about this?
He's singing from the windows to the wall.
Just don't let anybody OD at your party, because it's gonna just suck them up.
Well, that's a generally good rule anyway. Don't OD, kids. Right. It's not fun.
Actually, maybe that would be a positive. You know, you call over a stripper, she starts, you know, flailing around on the floor, you don't know what to do. Uh-oh, she's dead, you guys are all in trouble. But, no. Slinky Man is here to fix the problem, make it go away.
Mm-hmm. You know what happens if you go to a party, like, so Slinky Man invites you to a party, we have the general idea of what that's like, but then you have the flesh that hates invite you to a party, and you open up the door, and it's just like, and I chimed in with how would you people live
in the fucking damn it. I feel like if the flesh that hates invited you over, the house would smell weird and you'd have to take off your shoes. It just would be, like, unpleasant, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You would like search for any and all excuses to immediately leave for, like, a family emergency,
yeah.
I think. That's what I would do.
SCP.
Sorry, I have to leave. I'm going to shit my pants. We have a toilet. Mm. Bye.
Haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn lid? SCP-1544's skin is abnormally resistant to damage, and is also able to flex its arms to 5 meters in length. SCP-1544 is also able to move at speeds exceeding 35 kilometers per hour.
Yes!
Ooh, it's a zippy slinky van.
Dude!
By flipping its hands and feet over itself in a cartwheel fashion. Awesome.
Called it cartwheel. Called
There's
it.
Nothing about that that isn't awesome.
Mm-hmm.
However, SCP-1544 will hibernate at temperatures exceeding 85 degrees Celsius to preserve energy and prevent its interior from overheating.
Okay.
You know, play hard, rest hard.
That's right.
Yeah.
SCP-1544 has a jovial temperament, if you bet your ass he does, mm-hmm. and appears to take great pleasure in dancing.
Yes!
Yes! We couldn't be hyper about this. SCP-1544 will playfully nudge and bump personnel, though it will not purposefully cause harm. SCP-1444 will only dance if music is audible in its area. Otherwise, SCP-1544 will display depression.
Aww.
And will lay or sit down on the ground away from personnel.
No.
It will become apathetic towards any outside stimulus and will refuse to consume any food. fuel and food.
Show me Slinky Man!
SCP-1544 will not return to its usual behavior until music is played once more.
This is my favorite fucking SCP of all time. I'm not joking.
Good boy, really needs music.
I love this. I love this.
He's
is
a
so
strong
cool.
contender.
Yeah.
Oh my god. SCP-1544 was discovered in 19 Redacted after escaping from a traveling circus and cutting a path through the surrounding forest. He's just like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yep.
Wheel, cartwheel. All circus employees were administered Class B amnestics. Amnestics, whatever.
Amnesia.
And SCP-1544 was subsequently contained by the Foundation, including all documents involving it. Documents surrounding SCP-1544 are available to level 3 personnel and up, and also other party animals.
That's right. So, favorite SCP ever. Dare I say, if we counted SCP as Creepypasta, favorite Creepypasta character?
Like, if we're calling him an icon pasta, fuck yeah.
See, this is the thing that a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people don't understand is, you know, you take risks like this and you create something amazing, you know? Like, it doesn't all have to be, you know, doom and gloom, depressed, angsty, white-faced teenagers, you know?
If you want to break it down, this would scare the fuck out of you if you saw this in real life.
Break
it
down!
A fucking, like, slinky, skin-covered flesh mass that, like, just, like, cartwheels around, that would freak you out. So it still succeeds as a bit of horror, but it's fucking awesome.
My head canon is that it communicates in a slide whistle noise, but I don't know.
I love it. I love it. Like, you have the hot jugglet going up on stage just showing her tits, and then you have the feminist rap jugglet overweight going up there and performing, and then they're just like, oh, who's going to win? And then fucking Slinky Man comes out and gets the stage hype. Whoa, let's go, guys. Yeah, yeah. SCP-1544. And then they both lose.
And people are like spraying Faygo all over the floor and it just keeps vacuuming it up.
I imagine that to make money on the side, he's one of those inflatable used car sales lots things that just waves in the wind.
I would buy a car from Slinky Man.
Me too.
I don't think he'd steer me wrong. I know it would have a great sound system.
Steer you wrong.
Addendum 1. The following is a document discovered with SCP-1544. Oh, here we go. Here's the document. Hello, and thank you for purchasing Dr. Wondertainment's Slinktastic Dancerific Rainbow Friend. Dr. Wondertainment is linked. I would assume that is a common company or character that relates to some SCPs.
I'll come back to that, but yeah, keep going.
To keep your lovable rainbow friend happy, make sure to keep him fed and dancing. Keep some music on all the time, because he gets pretty grumpy when the music stops. Don't like your vegetables? He'll be happy to eat them for you. Don't let the kids too close. Your friend loves to dance, but sometimes the music gets too strong. Uh-oh. Once again, thank you for purchasing from Dr. Wondertainment. Dr. Wondertainment is not responsible for any injuries incurred by the use of this product. Terms of use available at Redacted. By purchasing from Dr. Wondertainment, you agree not to hold Dr. Wondertainment or any of Dr. Wondertainment's affiliates accountable for injuries or damages incurred by your product. Thank you for your purchase.
So Dr. Wondertainment, that link goes to its own fake website.
Oh, like, damn.
It's
real
like
fake website.
I'm gonna make a comparison here, but this is fucking Faceless Corporation levels of...
That's true.
Like, really cool shit.
Faceless Corporation needs to get its shit together, so I mean...
It does. It really needs a new website. Step it up. Yeah. Oh, man.
Access granted, data lost, ROM, data lost, law, data lost. We bring the light to you. Experiment, data lost, 5-2-1, status failure. Subject plan, data lost, recon-based creature, able to resist, data lost, E, to maneuver around large objects. Data lost, O, be stealth-based, sacrificing durability for speed. Data lost, S, 24 hours. Result, experiment 5-2-1, data lost, a large fleshy mass covered in multiple white limbs. Data lost, scraped from PL security. Data lost, currently in process of tracking down experiment. Data lost, seriously, la, data lost, working well, or data lost, dash, data lost, Rollins.
Yeah, that's incredibly hard to follow.
Yeah, I've got no idea what's going on there, man.
It's a...
heavily redacted.
A document from somebody trying to recover the creature after it escaped. I assume maybe after it escaped the circus. And data is lost from the recording for some reason.
How the fuck do you lose a gigantic multicolor slinky cartwheeling through the woods? Like, even then, how do you lose that?
I guess they'd never heard of closing the goddamn door.
No.
Yes.
Apparently they haven't.
Access granted. Dr. Wondertainment Co. Central Records. Product number 106. Description. Number 106 was found by President W.D.W.
President Dr. Obama.
No!
No. Brought the subject to Central Records, naming him Joey.
Oh.
D.W. has since then developed a special bond with Joey and refuses to sell the subject. Council has decided to deport 106 in 2 days, regardless of Dr. Wondertainment's demands, due to high interest from the San Francisco circus. I don't want you to take him. That's my final word. Dr. P. Wondermint, Ph.D. Dr. Wondermint Co. Central Records, product number 106, has been sold to San Francisco Circus. Dr. Wondertainment has taken paid leave and has been requested not to be contacted. Aw, he lost his best friend.
Yeah. So Dr. Wondertainment liked this character and didn't want him sold. I can see why.
Who the hell doesn't? If you don't like Slinky Man, you're dead inside.
That's right.
You are utterly dead inside.
That's right.
So I'm just thinking about this. You're wandering around a Juggalo concert and everything. and everyone has their face painted. You know, there's like someone who paints faces there, and they're all in the clown makeup. And you see someone, and they seem familiar, but you can't put your finger on it. And you're just like, President Obama?
God damn it. Don't ruin this for me.
Now look. It might be a slinky.
Listen. Sasha, Malia, they told me about this stuff called Faygo, and I need to try it. Don't ruin this for me. I need to find out how magnets work.
I need all my constituents to know that I am down with the clown.
God damn it. Oh, man. So, addendum 2.
Yeah.
The following note was found outside of Site 32. Take good care of Joey. I've already given him color. You need to give him a home.
What? DW. Oh, no.
He's tie-dyed
fucking
him.
Fox and the Hound. He tie-dyed him. He's like, I can't keep him. So, oh, man.
Security
Damn.
Footage is currently being reviewed to find the person responsible for leaving the note. You'll never find Dr. Wondertainment. Ha-ha! Fuck you!
I am more attached to this SCP than anything else I have ever read on this wiki.
I thought you were going to say anything kidding. Else, period. Like family,
anything
friends.
Anything else in my life. Fuck my cat. Fuck my fiance. God Slinky damn. Man. Oh, that was awesome.
All right. I was just waiting for the invitation to fuck your fiance.
Yeah.
I'm not making any statement about the cat. Okay, so anyway.
Now listen.
Listen. Don't ruin this for me. This furry convention is the only way I can get some hot puss from a puss. You know what I'm saying?
SCP footnotes SCP-1544 can extend beyond this height to, as observed from the organism's feeding process. 3 SCP-1544 has been proven to be able to consume plant life, though it will often eject the food through its hands with what has been confirmed to be stomach bile.
You don't like it. You don't like plants. So the only little tidbit of horror hidden in this is when the instruction document says, don't let the kids get too close.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much the only touch of something maybe being wrong. But other than that, we got a fun dude here. Got a party guy.
Which honestly, like, kind of makes sense. There's always that, you know, don't put this toy near three-year-olds or they'll choke on it. So that's just, like, logical in my mind.
If your kid looks like a slab of meat...
Wait, let's say that again. Don't put this toy near your kid or it will choke on it. Are we talking about the kid choking on the toy or the toy choking on the kid?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yes. Either way, someone's going to have a bad time. Someone's choking.
I mean, let's be honest. Nobody wants their beloved Slinky Man choking on their dumb kid. So.
No.
All right, so shall we move on to SCP-674 down the hall?
Let's do it.
It's just down the hall from 1544.
Everyone make your walking noises. Shuffle, 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 shuffle. Oh, here we are, guys.
Hey.
SCP-674.
All right.
Zap.
Mm-hmm. Ah. So, who's starting us off? DP? I don't remember who read
Item
last.
Item number SCP-674. Object class safe. We got another cool boy here.
Yep.
Special containment procedures, and when not being tested, SCP-674 is to remain in a locked plastic case in storage site 23. SCP-674's cord is not required for its operation and is to remain coiled and tied. SCP-674 poses no existential threat to anyone other than its user, however. It has already demonstrated itself to be a potential security risk for the Foundation. Therefore, in the event that security around SCP-674 is compromised, on-site personnel are authorized to destroy it at their discretion. Testing is ongoing to determine the risks and possibilities in using SCP-674 as an information-gathering device.
And we should tell people this is a Nintendo zapper.
Mm-hmm. It straight up is just a Nintendo zapper.
Nintendo zapper, and I don't think any of us ever kept the cord coiled and tied up. So
I feel like someone got like took part in a challenge or something. Here's an image, make an SCP out of it. And that's what this feels like.
I don't know. We'll see
so
as
far,
we go on.
SCP-674 is a zapper light gun peripheral for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Any gamers in the audience? Consistent with other models that were bundled with the NES in North America after 1985, SCP-674 displays typical wear and tear and some indication that previous owners tried to pry the casing open unsuccessfully. The device is not indestructible and has responded to stress tests as expected. Disassembling and reassembling the device has revealed no anomalous parts or internal tampering. Cleaning and maintenance of its parts appears to have improved its accuracy, but has not removed a blind spot that begins on the extreme right side of any scream it is aimed at.
Okay. Much.
Fair enough.
Did anybody here besides me have a Nintendo Zapper as a kid?
My friends had one, and I played with it a lot, but I didn't have one myself.
Did they have any games other than fucking Duck Hunt? Because it's like, there were so few freaking games you could actually use this shit for, huh?
No, it was only
that was annoying. DP, how about you?
No, I did not have a zapper, but I did have a light con, gun con for both the PlayStation 1 and the Dreamcast, and I had Point Blank. Have you ever played Point Blank?
No, but I've seen Point Break.
Point Blank is just like a series of like weird, goofy light gun games. It's like a bunch of mini games surround like using guns. It's really fun. And then I also had House of the Dead 2 for Dreamcast, and I played quite a bit of those.
I had my brother had a PS1 and had whatever the peripheral for that one was, but it was for Time Crisis 2, and we played the shit out of that.
So Time Crisis is great.
So Dead Palette. You go
to an arcade, and the Time Crisis machine is always fucking broke.
Yeah, which sucks, because I fucking love those games.
And they have the best guns, because like those guns actually have a slide action when you fire them. Yeah,
it's a spring great. Trigger. I love it.
All right. House of the Dead, a game to rule all mankind. Anyway. When SCP-674 is aimed and fired at any video screen, you ready for it? You ready for the money shot? The user perceives that he or she has fired a shot into the displayed scene. Any physical object within the scene, whether live or previously recorded, will react appropriately in context. People who are shot will appear to die or be wounded, and other people in the scene will duck, take cover, or flee off camera.
Oh no.
It must be noted that this will not correspond with reality outside of the video, and no one beyond the user of SCP-674 will perceive the change. Results will vary depending on the context of the video. Fictional characters in a television show will react consistently within the established parameters of their setting, while firing into news reports or documentaries will produce a realistic reaction. Therefore, shooting at an actor in an interview will produce a different result than shooting that same actor who is currently portraying an invincible cyborg in a science fiction movie.
I am immediately thinking about fucking. So there was a laser tag place near where I grew up, and they had arcade games that you would play while you're waiting for like your group's turn to go into the arena, and it was like Area 51, Time Crisis. And just every like shooter spin-off you could do, and it always had those terribly, terribly green-screened actors like looking at the screen, going, "Oh no, a gun!" and then like running away. And you're not supposed to shoot them. That's exactly what this feels like. I have to wonder if this is what the author is referencing.
Well, first, I thought you were going to say it reminds you of when you would go to play laser tag, and while you're waiting, you would play an arcade game of laser tag. But but I will say, as the only owner of a Nintendo Zapper in this call. This is something I think is probably common between all kids who owned it, which is leaving it plugged into the Nintendo and watching TV shows and pretending you could shoot the people. I think that must be a universal thing because this story really speaks to me.
All right,
I can tell.
Yeah.
Animated cartoons can also be affected, although cartoon logic produces wildly unpredictable results, ranging from causing a character to momentarily be obscured by a puff of smoke and be covered with soot afterwards, to data expunged.
Uh-oh. Dead Bart.
Squidward suicide.
Yeah. Squidward suicide makes the gun.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, again, we have a safe class like, object that has fun shit.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm liking this. The most notable result of use of SCP-674 is that it is permanent and can lead to very unusual experiences for the viewer. If a subject uses the device to shoot a character in a television series, they will forever perceive that they have changed the continuity of the series. A character will remain wounded or dead, and other characters will respond in context. This will continue even if SCP-674 is only used once, and the viewer is never exposed to it again.
So, theoretically, boy, I'm really sad. I'm really sad that Rachel is dead. We were on a break! Could she be any more dead?
What's the name of the alien that Han shot?
Greedo?
Greedo.
Greedo. I always want to say Guido, and then that's a different thing.
Hey, Han! It's like, what's up, my brother? Hey!
Greedo shot first. No, Han shot first. No, I shot first.
Nice.
Damn.
At a certain threshold, fictional characters will begin to make broadly expositional statements to each other or through the fourth wall regarding the actions of the viewer, potentially divulging sensitive information. See addendum for details. Mm.
So, are we on board so far? Nintendo Zapper that makes you perceive you've killed someone. I really
like that it's localized to whoever uses it. That's really cool.
Addendum. SCP-674 was recovered from the home of M redacted S redacted.
Maggie Simpson.
Maggie Simpson, fucking shit. Although,
yes, and the next thing is Mr. S. Totally is.
Although a reclusive 33-year-old Caucasian male doesn't really.
Oh shit.
Maggie could have made the transition.
That's true.
Bullshit.
Mayland Smithers. Mr. S redacted. Came to the attention of the SCP through posts on his fringe political blog, in which he had claimed to have assassinated then president something blank something. So,
Dwight D. No, that didn't work.
Can't be Eisenhower. It's got to be like four last letters. I don't know.
I love how you're just like, yeah, it's got to be someone
with
a middle name.
Yeah, who has a middle initial? And then could Vice President blank.
Reagan. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Oh, George W. Bush.
Oh.
The last name, you know, being four letters.
Yeah.
No. Well, no, it would be George H. Bush. Because that's
George H.W.
Yeah. Well, it would the first fucking George Bush.
Are we having a discussion about which president would be better to assassinate, really? Okay, so anyway.
No, but like for real, because that's the time period.
Yeah, that's
true. For the Nintendo Super.
That's true.
I was thinking, you were talking about, like, I'm sure people have tried to use the zapper as, you know, kept it plugged in and act like they were shooting people. And my immediate thought was, like, there's a bunch of people out there who think that they're informed about politics who are like, I'm shooting the guy. Assassination is funny.
Pretty much.
Wouldn't it be funny if someone, like, killed a person I don't like? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, that'd be funny. I can't see that possibly having any ramifications on the political climate in our country.
Because every time that someone has assassinated a president, they've been lauded as a hero. Let's all take a moment of silence to salute Lee Harvey Oswald for his brave actions.
Well, I mean, technically, you know, Abraham Lincoln, two very different people. Abraham Lincoln was sitting up, you know, in his seat in that closed-in area, and after they shot him, they named that, you know, a booth. That's what we call it now. So,
you know. God damn it.
then Vice President Blank, along with half of Congress, four members of the Supreme Court, and a wide range of news anchors, talk show hosts, and political commentators. So this guy was busy. He was just shooting everybody he didn't agree with.
He was just like flipping channels, like,
yeah,
you know, Fox, C-SPAN, MSNBC, just shooting everybody.
Just keep shooting them until they replace them with talking heads that you agree with, and then you're good.
Questioning the subject revealed that he never left the house and honestly believed the news reports he was watching. Believed the news reports he was watching and using SCP-674 upon were real. Mr. S. Blank.
Little did he know that it was fake news.
That's true.
Oh.
It is fake news. Mr. S. Blank claimed that he was using SCP-674 to stave off a military police state. However, using the device
it really could have been either Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
And we don't know. We don't know that he had it for a long time and used it during the second Bush's presidency. We don't know.
Maybe he was seeing how the government was going, how things were going in the country, and he said, wait a minute, I have that zapper that I shot Yakko, Wacko, and Dot with as a kid.
Aww.
But speaking of which, that may be a foreshadowing of things to come. Mr. S claimed that he was using SCP-674 to stave off a military police state. However, using the device to assassinate so many high-profile figures had the opposite effect on the video reality he was experiencing. So yeah, I mean, that would encourage a police state.
Mm-hmm.
His final blog posts described an increasingly unstable global order, martial law, and detailed descriptions of catastrophes consistent with the hypothetical release of SCP-blank and SCP-blank, among others. So, in his reality, he saw SCPs getting loose in the chaos that ensued from his doings.
You know, okay, so that kind of explains why they were talking about being able to use SCP-674 as a tool to recover information, because they could have theoretically find out about other SCPs out there through people having these delusions.
You essentially have an oracle that's driven by killing people and seeing how it affects the timeline. Ah, that's cool.
But it is highly unreliable, as you could tell, right? It involves. Okay, but this has a really cool underlying socio-political message about people getting wrapped up in their own echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool.
He never left his house and he blogged.
Yes. I mean, Jesus Christ.
What a loser.
Hey, vlogging is entirely different. It has a V.
I think it's Dead Pellet.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Simpson claimed prior knowledge of the Foundation and was laying in wait for agents attempting to ambush them by firing SCP-674 into the monitor attached to his home security system upon their approach. So he wasn't firing it at them. He was firing it at his monitor, which was displaying them.
Right.
This, of course, had absolutely no effect on the agents, who immediately took him into custody and seized SCP-674. Under questioning, Mr. Simpson said he had discovered the properties of SCP-674 when he idly aimed and fired into an episode of the cartoon
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
When one of the main characters was wearing a graduate's cap and singing about geography. Okay, so that's what you said.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
He claimed that after the character... That's a good detail, too, because, like, everyone reading this knows that that's Animaniacs, but the person writing this report might not necessarily know that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're going to just redact the title out, and nobody will know what show it was.
Yes. He claimed that after the character recovered, it wagged a finger at him and specifically warned him about the SCP Foundation was going to get him if he continued to fire the device before returning to its song.
Hmm. So it told him the SCP people were coming.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mr. Simpson perished while held in confinement. Security tapes show he had been alone and engaged in a heated, one-sided argument with a security camera in his cell before being struck down by 3 .38 caliber handgun bullets.
Hmm.
Testing log, SCP-674-1. Note, this text log was retrieved from the hard drive of Dr. Redacted's partially melted laptop in his private quarters. Dr. Redacted had checked SCP-674 out for testing, and it was also recovered from his quarters. Dr. Redacted's whereabouts are unknown.
So
security tapes shown he had... It's strangest security tape you've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Strangest security tapes you've ever seen. Number 7 will give you an erection.
So, basically, he was struck down by 3 .38 caliber bullets out of a security camera.
Uh-huh.
So, who knows what fired those from where and who. Since it's like the opposite effect of the...
But it kind of plays into the fact that if you use it too much, you alter your perceived reality so much that you, like, kind of manifest your own bullets, I guess, that hurt you? I don't know.
Maybe. Either that or a TV show was watching him. I don't know.
Ah!
It's some sort of manifest destiny.
Aw, damn.
Data corrupted, extending to approximately 13% of the length of the screen itself. Widescreen televisions, therefore, have a larger blind spot than smaller screens. Data corrupted, yelling at me from the corner of the screen where I could not shoot. Data corrupted. Irk would not go down no matter how many shots were fired. They always hit his shoulder or one of the nearby red shirts. Star Trek.
Hit his shoulder or a red shirt.
Oh, man. Data corrupted. Scotty is pressed against the wall to his left, safe in blind spot. Yes, that's totally what it is. Data corrupted. Spock claims he has reversal polarity on a phase, which is a phaser. Data corrupted. So he was watching fucking Star Trek.
Yeah, and that's this awesome. Is recovered from a melted laptop. They reversed the polarity on him.
Oh, man. A lot of nice little references in here. I like it.
Safe is the best object class.
Yeah, like, fucking... I want to make a big death lizard talk scary. Fuck that. Mr. Slinky.
I want to make an ancient Aztec tablet. It'd make you bleed from your bottom.
Make you bleed hyper-realistic blood from eyes.
It'd kill everyone.
Remember young men.
Kiss my stupid parents. Okay, again.
Remember young men and or traps. Make sure that your penis is like the best object class. Safe.
God damn it.
Today's episode is brought to you by SCP Condoms.
SCP Condoms, when you need to lock it down tight.
They come in different sizes. Like, D class is like the biggest.
God damn it.
Got a D class.
This has been the Fear Fiction Podcast. Your hosts are Abysme, Dead Palette, and Slime Beast. Music by Abysme. Art by C.F. Comer. Voiceover by Atticus Jackson. Edited by Elias the Intern. Subscribe to FearFic on YouTube to stay up to date on new episodes.
All right, everybody. It's Chet, Golf Bag, here with our new segment where we're going to quiz Abysme and Slime Beast. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you, what is the real Golf Channel show? All right. So I went through Wikipedia and saw the listings of Golf TV, the Golf Channel shows, and I made up some fake Golf Channel show names, and you guys are going to have to tell me which ones are the real ones, and if you win, you get a free new golf bag.
All right. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I have to ask a question first. How many channels are we going to have to guess?
Zero.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you guys an A, a B, and a C, and you're going to have to tell me which show is the real show. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. A, Real Big Golf. B, Morning Drive. Or C, Caddy Daddy.
I have another question. Are Abysme and I competing?
Yes. In life and also on this show.
I have another question. Is real spelled R-E-E-L? Is it a fishing / golf show?
It is.
Oh, I'm going to say B then.
Yeah, I'm going to say B as well, actually.
Ding! Fucking guys, Morning Drive is indeed the real show. Now I'm going to need you to close Google and or Bing and stop.
He didn't say anything about
Bing.
Lycos.
You're clearly using it too.
What do you mean? I'm the guy hosting the show. I'm Chet, you, golf dude.
The host has to close everything. You have to put down your card. You can't know either.
In for round two. A, out clubbing. B, out of the woods. And C, the golf fix.
I'm going to go with A, out clubbing.
I'm going to go with C.
Oh, fucking Abysme is retarded. Said the wrong thing. But indeed, the golf fix is a real show.
Could you imagine if that was Regis Philbin on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Oh, I'm sorry, you're retarded.
I just thought out clubbing was the way they're trying to rope in millennials to watching fucking ESPN. Mm.
That just, to me, that just screamed something Dead Palette would make up.
Maybe.
all right, lightning round. And so the lightning round is the same as the other rounds. Here's what we're doing. A, rackets, clubs, and frisbees. Oh, my. B, shot makers. And C, designated driver with Bam Margera.
I'm going to go with B.
I'm going to go with A.
I can't remember the fucking which ones I said, but the shot makers is real, and rackets, clubs, and frisbees, oh my, is totally fake, though that show would be pretty ultimate.
Wait, so did we both get that wrong?
No.
I got it wrong.
Right, okay.
So, I think that's a tie. I don't know.
I'm losing.
This has been Golf Show.
What do I get?
Golf. There, you get a bag that you put in your mind. Mind bag.
Jack off bag, you're a hack.
Jack off that's bag.
That's why they relegated me to the Golf Channel. That and my name has golf in it somewhere.
Jack Caddywhack, you're a fucking bastard.
We come from a strong line of caddies who often serve as golf packs.
Hey there, everybody. Slime Beast here. Do you like games? Do you like killing people? Come on down to CampCadaver.com. It's a game where you kill people, or try not to be killed. Try to find the killer and kill him before he kills you. Basically, there's a lot of killing going on.
I sure do love killing.
Oh, well, little Billy, put down that AR-15 and let's play Camp Cadaver at CampCadaver.com. Did you know video games stop violence? Look at the rate of violence in the world, and then compare it to the rate of gameplay. Fuck you, government. Fuck you, concerned soccer moms. Fuck you, CNN. Fuck you, Fox News. Fuck everybody. Video games are awesome.
Hey, you like fucking Let's Plays? You like funny Let's Plays? You like Let's Plays by people who make fun of creepypasta, but at the same time kind of understand it? Oni Plays. I watch them. They're funny. And for some goddamn reason, they have a lot of insight into online horror fiction without even fucking trying, because it's that easy. So go subscribe to Oni Plays, to the funny boys who do the funny screams.
Don't Oni ask Plays. Where Ding Dong and Julian went, though, because that's a sore spot.
Don't just accept it and move on.